Let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs chapter number 2. Proverbs chapter number 2. I enjoyed reading the book of Proverbs today. Had never done that in one day, but I enjoyed that. And a little bit of hard reading. To do the book of Proverbs is harder than the book of Genesis, just because there's so much repetition. In Genesis, you have the different stories and the different characters. And in Proverbs, a lot of times you have Solomon and maybe Rehoboam, the hearer, and us, of course. And then you have King Lemuel and a few others. But I enjoyed reading that today. So I spent a lot of time in the office today, got the message ready. So Proverbs lesson number 4. And I left the memory verses in this time because it's been a little while since we've been back to Proverbs. So please turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter number 2. And then in your notes, the safety and security that comes from wisdom. The key verse describes the book, Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. That is the memory verse for the book of Proverbs, because that is the theme for the book of Proverbs. Does anyone need a lesson? Everyone have a lesson? Everyone have a pen? All right. All right. You got a pen? You do? Great. All right. Very good. So let's go to the memory verse for chapter number 1, Proverbs 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So this chapter exhorts the hearers to pursue wisdom like their very life depends on it, because it does. You know what? This is, I hope I got this right. Is that the exact same thing that you have? Okay. I left that in there from the last one. That is what you have? Okay. Fantastic. Boy, I had a heart attack there just for a moment. So the chapter exhorts the hearers to pursue wisdom like their very life depends on it, because it does. This chapter tells us where wisdom is located and the blessings that flow from wisdom. So the outline of the chapter is as such. A, the seeking of wisdom, Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 5, to receive it and live it. All right, let's turn, hold our place here. And I know we haven't read Proverbs yet, but hold your place there and turn to James chapter number 1. James chapter number 1. And look at verse number 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And so God wants us to be not just planted in our mind, but have it in our heart. Right? And so be the source of wisdom. That is your blank there. I bet you can't yet guess what the next one will be. Proverbs 2:6-9. The Lord gives wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He has prepared for you what you need to live a good and godly life. Okay, so God has that for us. Of course, we find it in the New Testament, but we also find it in the book of Proverbs. Then see the safety from wisdom, Proverbs 2:10-19. And then D, the security in wisdom, Proverbs 2:20-22. So now turn back to the book of Proverbs and let's read verses 10-19. We covered verses 1 through 9. Let's now read verse 10-19. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. Verse 13, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forsaketh the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. And so there we have verses 10-19. Now go down, the safety that you get from wisdom. Wisdom provides safety. That is your blank there. Wisdom provides safety. It provides safety for the young person. It provides safety for the elderly and everyone in between. So wisdom provides safety for the one who embraces wisdom. It is a safety that protects one's character and life from being ruined. See, the safety from wisdom, Proverbs 2, 10 through 19. Number one, the conditions of safety, as in verse 10. The conditions of safety, the requirements for the safety is the possession of wisdom. You must possess wisdom in the heart. If safety will be enjoyed, wisdom that comes from God is enjoyed by the wise. Everyone following? All right. Number two, under C, the character of safety, Proverbs 2:11, the protection that wisdom gives is priceless. Preserve involves a guard who warns when peril is near. Let's look at verse number 11. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. Okay? Keep thee, to guard, all right, who warns when peril is near. When we have wisdom, it gives us discretion. We don't have to wait to get into a situation before we know what to do. God gives us that wisdom so that we won't be in a panic when we get put in a situation, because God gives us that wisdom. So the warning of safety, discretion is something wisdom gives. To know what is good and what is not from a distance is the safety that God gives. The wall of safety. This keeping involves strong protection, like a wall from the intrusion of evil. How many of you remember reading through the Bible and you came to the book of Job and you realized that Job had a special protection around him so that when the devil tried to get into his life, he could not. And then Job prays for his children, his 10 children, and he prayed for a special wall of protection over his children. Now you might say, but Job, didn't he, wasn't his wife curse, wanting him to curse God and die after his 10 children were killed? Yes, true. But Job, in all those things that happened, he did not sin, because the devil was in communication with God and he asked him, he basically said, Job's going to curse you to your face if I take everything that he had. And God said, have at it. But only because God brought that wall down. You understand? Not all of us, that's the exception. Not all of us can withstand such a heavy blow from Satan himself. But Job could. And Job, listen, Job glorified God because in all that he did, he said, what? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And so we can have a wall of protection over our lives that the devil can't penetrate. Wouldn't that be good? If we finally got victory over some sins and some temptation, where when the devil comes knocking, he has to go away because he can't blow our house down and he can't open the door. Well, we can live such a life. God tells us that there's protection in wisdom. Number three, under the letter C, the cases of safety. There's two cases of protection that are given. One is protection and safety from the evil man, and the other is protection and safety from the evil woman. Safety from the evil man. Follow along now. The evil man will entice you to doing evil. First, his proclamations. Look at verse number 12. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. So the evil man uses his tongue to speak falsehoods and profanity. Okay, remember when we looked at chapter number 1 in the book of Proverbs and we saw that the evil, they say, man, it's going to be great. We're going to share one purse and boy, I tell you, the spoils are going to be so great. It's going to be great living together and do evil together. And what do we say? They're false promises. It doesn't end up that way. So the blanks here, The evil man uses his tongue to speak falsehoods and profanity. Listening to such a man will lead you to sin against God. Second, his paths leave the paths of uprightness. You understand, no matter what they sound like, they're leaving the paths of the Bible, of God, of righteousness, and they're going astray to walk in the ways of darkness, according to Proverbs 2, verse number 13. Evil men do not want to walk on the right path. They advocate the devil's detours, D-E-T-O-U-R-S. Fill in that blank there near the bottom of your page, not the last one, but the second last one. So they advocate the devil's detours, but such paths lead to sin. Darkness, that's your last blank fill in there on that page. Darkness and destruction. Third, his pleasures. They rejoice to do evil, delight in the frowardness of the wicked, according to verse number 14. Who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked. Listen, I know the word wicked is used to describe, hey, how great that is or how cool that is. But wicked is not cool. Wicked is not good. Wicked leads to the devil's path, away from God's path. All right. So evil men rejoice in evil, but not in doing right. Fourth, turn over the page there. Fourth, his perversion, whose ways are crooked. Look at verse number 15. Whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. So the evil man is perverted in his thinking. Look, there's a lot of perverted thinking in our society today. A lot. And a lot of people are perverts in the very sense that the word pervert is in the dictionary. And perverted means to go astray from what the Word of God says and you go in your own way. Okay? And it's nothing new under the sun. What happened in the book of Judges, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Okay? So you leave the Word of God and say, boy, I'm going to follow my heart because, man, I got a good heart. Number one, you're deceived. You don't have a good heart. And number two, you follow your heart, you'll go the wrong way. Okay? So the evil man is perverted in his thinking. So next, safety from the evil woman. It's not just the evil man, the evil woman as well. And never more have I seen this in society than today, where the woman is just as evil as the man. Now, I say in our society, but think about all the people that are revered in history. Bonnie and Clyde, the famous bank robbers that got all shot up and they shot people up and killed a lot of people, robbed a lot of banks. Well, from what I understand is Bonnie was the wicked one that got her husband to do all that stuff. I mean, he's wicked, too. But from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, men. Am I wrong? That's how I understand history of those two. Safety from the evil woman. The evil woman is called a strange woman. Proverbs 2:16. Look at it. To deliver thee from the strange woman. So who's thee? It's you and me. Those of us decide to, we're going to have wisdom in our life and we're going to follow God. So wisdom is going to do this. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. So now let's go back to the paper here. This term, strange woman, is often used to describe harlots and prostitutes. First, her flattering. Flattereth with her words, verse 16. She uses her words to seduce. Evil flatters so that bad conduct sounds like it is good. Second, her forsaking. Forsaking the guide of her youth, Proverbs 2:17, she is delinquent. Her disobedience is either rejection of her parental counsel or rejection of her husband or whoever her guardian is. God always puts someone over us that is in authority, and it is for our protection. We understand? Whatever the authority in her life is, she has rejected it. Third, her forgetting. Now, I'm going to stop there just for a second. I'll come back to that. Just thinking if I want to use an illustration that I had written down, but I don't. No matter your age or your background, God always wants to protect you. Okay? Now, what happens if that protection is evil? Okay? Let me give you an illustration. Some of you have said that I sound like I like President Biden. I do not. If you get that, you have not been listening. You've been writing notes down, passing them to people around you instead of listening to what I'm saying. The only reason that we pray for them on our prayer list is because God commands me to, and us as a church, He commands us to pray for those that are in authority, which includes President Biden. I do not like a single thing about him. I don't. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. He's an evil man. Yesterday, we saw a little bit on the news, and my wife said, look at that. Look at the symbol that he's making with his fingers in his hand. I said, what is it? And she said, well, that's a symbol of the devil. And people do that. They make symbols with their hands, and it's just a showing of who they are and who they're loyal to. I believe the president has a devil in him, and maybe even 10,000. I don't know how many he has, but I believe that. There's something so very wrong. And then when people say, well, you know, President Trump and President Biden, it's all the same with this classified information. No, it's not. Don't fall for that garbage. President Trump could declassify information because he's a president. President Biden was vice president. He has no such authority. So he is in the tank, man. He's done wrong. And it's showing. And he should go to prison for it automatically. But he probably won't, because Washington is so filled with devils that it's probably not going to happen. So there's nothing that I like about President Biden, but I can obey God and still pray for our nation, pray for the president, that someone would have the courage to witness to him before he goes to hell. But some of us, we get such a hatred toward a man that we wish him that he would go to hell. And then we need to check our heart before God, because what if that was you and what if that was me? And we said, well, I'm not listening to any authority and I'm not listening to my mom and dad. I'm going to go my own way. And you start committing crime after crime after crime. And you get so far into it, you feel that there's no way back, and you sell out to the devil, and somebody you wish was praying for you so that you wouldn't go to hell. We need to watch our pride. But my point is this. No, I don't like anything about the president. I don't. He's an evil man. He's proved it time and time again. But God puts protection in our life. The biggest protection that we have in the New Testament is those that God has given us in our home. Whether right or wrong, you can still do right. Did you hear me? Whether right or wrong, you can still do right. Say, well, what if, you know, my guardians, they're ungodly? Well, you can still do right. Think about that for a moment. Boy, that kind of takes away our excuses, doesn't it? The local New Testament church is an umbrella for all believers in the New Testament. You go away from the New Testament church and you could care less about being a member, could care less about staying in church. You will one day have Satan attack you, and he will have more power on you than he should because you walked away from the umbrella of protection that God has put in your life. It's true. Let's get back to our paper here. So Proverbs 2:17, you see that at the top, in the first paragraph. She is delinquent. Her disobedience is either rejection of her parental counsel or rejection of her husband or guardian. Whatever the authority in her life is, she has rejected it. Third, her forgetting. Forgetting the covenant of her God. Proverbs 2:17. She is profane and rejects the word of God as her guide for conduct. Fourth, her fatalities. Her house inclineth unto death and her paths unto the dead. Verse 18. Fifth, her future. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. Let's read verses 18 and 19. For her house inclineth unto death. It's a slippery slope. And where does it lead to? Her paths unto the dead. Verse 19, none that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. Sometimes when we go door knocking and we come upon people, and this community needs us to share the gospel with them. There's so many people that have not heard the gospel. They need to be saved. And sometimes you come to a door, knock on that door, and somebody comes out. Ah, I used to go to church. Well, what happened? Could very well be that this is what happened. They made a choice from which God says you can't return from. So guess what this does? This is such a serious example to us that we need to stop smirking, take this serious, say, God, please help me not to fall into this trap. Now, listen, this isn't even talking about all the profanity that is in society, but in today's age, men and women both need to guard their heart and mind from pornography. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not just men. Women, too. Now, look at this. She ruins the lives of those that give into her temptation and her own life in the process. Wisdom protects from the whorish female. Look at the contrast of the virtuous woman. Verse 13 and then verse 30. So let's go to Proverbs chapter number 30. Go to the end of the book, 31. Go to the end of the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. And look at verse. I just copied that wrong. It's supposed to be verse 11. So go to verse 11 of chapter 31. And I'm still wrong. Verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. You ever hold a ruby in your hand? Those red, pretty jewels that they've got to mine out and they're only found in certain places. They're worth a lot of money. God says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Verse 11, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. You know what? He'll be happy with just one wife. He'll be happy with the virtuous woman. Now, let me tell you something, ladies. If you don't have virtue in your life, your husband won't trust in you. Say, well, that's in the future. Yeah, you better start planning for the future. You know, you got a husband, and instead of taking Proverbs 31 and applying it to your life, you're going to be on social media all day, and husband's going to come home and, hey, I've been working, I've been making money. Do you have some food for me? I'm dying. I'm hungry. Say, boy, that doesn't happen. Oh, yeah, it happens. Oh, yeah, where's my food, hon? Well, you know, don't you believe in equity? You ought to cook your own food. Well, then the husband can say, well, then go get a job. Oh, fine, I'll get a job. And she goes and works. Can't trust her. Now she's working with a bunch of men that'll hit on her. Next thing you know, well, the marriage is destroyed. Yeah. Yep. Look at verse 12. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Now look up here a second. I've seen where a wife and husband are not good to each other. And I've seen where a woman tears down everything that he worked for. Yep. Cars, homes, whatever they had. And he didn't want to tell anybody, but she's beating him up. That kind of wife you want, young men? That kind of wife you want to be, young ladies? Because it ain't going to last long. It's not going to go well. That's what people call hell on earth. Because people want to die. They want to die. They want to get out of this kind of mess that I just talked to you about. It doesn't have to be that way. It's like when I preached my sister-in-law's funeral. I said, she had the Holy Spirit of God. I witnessed to her. It didn't have to be this way. She didn't have to die a drunkard's death. I've not shared this with many people, but I remember going to her house. I got the call. My brother was in a different place, far, far away. And I went and I saw her on the couch. She had her last drink on the coffee table with her head cocked back, blood running from her nose, and she was dead. And it didn't have to be that way. Look at verse 13. She learned how to work. Young ladies, pick up those things from your mom or whoever's raising you and learn how to work in the house. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Look at that. Somebody doesn't have to say, come on, get going, would you? She's working willingly. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Look at that. She's kind. She cares about those servants that they're paying. She considereth. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. And it goes on and on. Then look at verse number 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Wow. What a difference from today's society. Just a cross-reference there or a contrast there. D, let's look at the security in wisdom. Wisdom gives security. There is great stability of mind knowing that you're doing right. There's great stability in that. Proverbs 2:20-22. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. So look at number one, security in the path. Wisdom gives security and safety in regards to what path a person pursues in life. The fact that wisdom is a good path is demonstrated in two ways. The people on the path walk in the way of good men. Verse 20, when wisdom guides your path, you will have good company because God directs these people to the same path. Check your path by who is walking on it. All right. It's a good way to check. Check who your friends are. Check who you're hanging out with. And then the purity of the path, the paths of righteousness. The path of wisdom is a holy path. If the path you are on is unholy, it will lead you to destruction. Second, security in the place. So the duration of the dwelling. The earth for 1,000 years. Okay, so it says that transgressors will be rooted out of the earth. There's coming a day where sinners will no longer have their way on this earth. And Jesus Christ will rule and reign, and the Bible says we will rule and reign with him. That is as true as we're standing and we're sitting in this place today. Go with me first to Psalm 1, back one book, Psalm 1. And look at verse 5 and 6. Psalm 1, verse 5 and 6. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Listen, those that don't get saved, they will not be on this earth for those 1,000 years, and they will not be in the new heaven and the new earth. Go to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter number 20. Revelation 20, and look at verse number 6. Now, you guys would really help me by bringing Bibles when you bring, when you come into the service here, because then you're engaged with me. If you don't bring your Bibles, I notice you're not engaged. All right? You need to bring your Bibles. Look at verse number 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Okay? So look up here for a moment. The first resurrection. Jesus Christ said, if you're saved, he will raise us up. Amen? He will raise us up. And we'll be with him for all eternity, whether in heaven, who knows how long before the tribulation happens down here, who knows how long before the 1,000 years happens, but we will be with Christ from that day forward forever and ever and ever and ever. But the ungodly, death will swallow them up, and they will go down into hell. And when God commands them to come out of that awful place called hell, where the rich man is, from Luke 16, and he'll call them up and he'll say, where's your name? And they won't find the name because it's not washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And then they get cast into hell. But Jesus said this. He didn't create hell for us. He doesn't want us to go there. Not one. He created it for the devil and his angels. We don't have to go there. Just receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and we don't have to go there. So the duration of the dwelling, the earth for 1,000 years, Psalm 1, 5, and 6, Revelation 20, verse 6, and then the denied from the dwelling, they're rooted out of it, according to Proverbs 2, 22. Now, we have a little bit of time, so I've got a place for your notes there. I want you to turn back to Proverbs chapter 2, and I want to show you something. I want to show you how easy it is, step by step, that you can have this protection in your own life. I didn't bring the same message, but I, in reading this book today, I said, you know, if I have the time, I want to just share these things. And they're simple things. Look at Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my word. So number one, receive the word of God. The Bible says you're cursed if you turn your ear from hearing the word of God. Don't do it. When the word of God is preached, when it's taught, when somebody shares something from the Bible, don't turn your ear. God sees it. Don't do it. Receive the word of God. Well, that's easy enough, isn't it? Just receive it. Not just hear, but say, Lord, I'm going to have it go into my heart because I'm going to apply it to my life. So number two, hide my commandments. So receive the word of God. Hide his commandments. How do you do that? You memorize the word of God. Okay, so we've memorized Proverbs 1:7, Proverbs 4:7, and then go ahead and work on Proverbs 2, verse 1 for the next one. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. Okay, and then we go on. Look at verse 2. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. So incline thine heart, or excuse me, incline thine ear unto wisdom. So you know what? You're willing to hear. You're eager to hear. You want to know what's next. Okay? So this is available for all of us. Receive the word of God. Memorize the word of God. Make sure your ear is bent toward hearing wisdom. Number four, apply thine heart to understanding. So not just, well, okay, I prayed and asked Jesus Christ to save me. Well, what does that mean? Like, do you have an understanding that it's not just a prayer, but it's saying, God, I confess I'm wrong. I don't want to go to hell. I want Jesus Christ to save me. Now that I've trusted him, I don't ever have to go to hell. I know that God saved me and I have the Holy Spirit and I'm sealed unto the day of redemption. And then what? Apply thine heart to understanding, right? So why do we do things that we do? Get an understanding of what the Word of God says. And then number five, we can all do this too. Christ after knowledge. These are all found from chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. So cry after knowledge. Lift up thy voice for understanding. That means cry out to God. Lift up your voice for understanding. Do you know that Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, God sent a prophet and said, you're going to die. Make ready your house. Listen now. He was laying on his bed. He started to cry. And he said, oh, God. And he cried a prayer to God. And before he was done crying his prayer, God said to the prophet, listen now, God said to the prophet, go back in there and tell him I've added 15 years to him, to his life. When you cry out to God and you're serious about it, God takes notice. Okay? Amen? And then seek her as silver, that is wisdom, as silver, in that it's a treasure to you. Lastly, searches for her as for hid treasures. That means you're investing in tools to help you to walk with God. That means you've got your own Bible. It means you're learning how to study the Bible. It means you're taking time. You're investing yourself in searching for those treasures. All right. Some of you care. Some of you don't. So, let's make sure, because one day you will care. If you discard this, listen, you're here. God's going to hold you accountable for what you've heard tonight. So I hope you keep your notes and keep it in your Bible. These things all of us can do. All of us can do. Do you want wisdom? Do you see how it's priceless? How you'll be protected in life by it? You'll be warned from the evil man, warned from the evil woman. Amen. Amen. That's why over the years I've always encouraged, especially the men, read the book of Proverbs. It'll keep you from the evil woman and from the evil man. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, you're so good to us. You're concerned about our well-being. Lord, that we have security, that we have your protection. And Lord, we can glorify you with what we looked at tonight. And I pray, God, you'd help us. Help us to receive the Word of God and help us to memorize the Word of God. Help us to at least start in those two places. And help us to grow in Christ. Help us to gain an understanding of the day and age we live in and the fact that you have us here for this time. In all of history that we could have been born, we're here on purpose. We're here for you. We're here at this time. And so I pray you'd help us. Help us to apply these things with heads bowed and eyes closed. If you're here tonight and you're listening and you'd say, preacher, pray for me. I need to apply these things to my life so that I'll have that hedge of protection in my own life. Here's my hand, preacher. Pray for me. I see that hand. Another. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Yes, I see that hand. Anyone else? Say, preacher, pray for me. I need these things in my life. And I see it. Pray for me that I'll take at least step one and two and then follow and step at a time. Go through all of those from verses 1 through 5. Father, bless the hands that were raised in a special way, Lord. They're asking for prayer. And so I pray that you would meet their need. I pray, Lord, that you would give them that desire. And I pray that you would help. And now I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Young people, I love you, but I want you to be engaged. Okay? And you're not engaged. If you're not following the notes and if you don't have a Bible, you're not engaged. And I don't say that to embarrass you. I haven't pointed anybody specifically out, but you know who you are. And I wish that you would keep coming and bring those things. Bring a pen, bring a Bible, expecting God to speak to you in the book of Proverbs, because he will. All right. Go into some prayer requests here. We'll take prayer requests. And if anybody needs some prayer.